In today's gospel on this fifth Sunday of Easter, our Lord uses the image of the vine and the branches to speak about himself and his relationship to us. I am the vine, Jesus says, and you are the branches. These verses of the gospel are taken from the farewell discourse of St. John, words that our Lord spoke at the Last Supper on the night before he died. It was in the course of that meal that our Lord also instituted two of the sacraments of the church, namely the sacrament of holy orders or priesthood and the Holy Eucharist. Our Lord instituted the priesthood so that he could continue to be present to us in the sacrament of his body and blood. Therefore, the most important duty of any priest is to offer sacrifice to God, to represent at every Mass the sacrifice that our Lord Jesus offered to God the Father on the cross for the sake of our salvation. Now, last Sunday, you may recall, was Good Shepherd Sunday, and very appropriately on that day, at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, just as he does each year on Good Shepherd Sunday, Pope Francis ordained several men to the priesthood. In his homily that day, the Pope spoke eloquently to these new priests about shepherding the flock of Christ with humility and compassion. Today, I'd like to reflect with you on some of the wise counsel the Pope gave to these new priests, because these words are really meant for us all. First of all, in his homily, the Pope warned the new priests to imitate the humility of Jesus and not to give in to vanity or pride. He said a priest should never act like a peacock, posturing and preening so that people will notice him or admire him. A priest who lives for his own pleasure, for his own sake, the Pope said, is an ugly thing to see. One of the ways that a priest can truly serve his people, the Pope added, is by giving good homilies at Mass, by taking the time and making the effort to pray over the Word of God in advance and to study it, so that he will have something to say when he gets up to preach, something that will feed his people spiritually. Make sure that your homilies are not boring, the Pope said. And then he went on. Your preaching will not be boring if you speak from the heart. If you pray, he said, and speak from your heart, you will surely touch the hearts of your people. You see, this is how God speaks to us, heart to heart, cor ad cor loquitur. The heart of God speaking to our hearts through Jesus Christ. The Pope also warned these new priests against proclaiming the Word of God without striving to live it themselves, without putting it into practice in their own lives. Words without example, he said, are empty words, ideas that do not reach people's hearts. In fact, such words cause injury, not healing or hope. What the Pope meant, of course, is that if people believe their priests to be hypocrites, they will lose faith. On the other hand, if people see that their priests are striving to live what they preach, they will be inspired to imitate them. The Pope also had something to say about presiding at Mass. He cautioned these new priests not to rush through Mass. Mass is not simply a man-made ritual, he said, but a sacred rite that comes from God himself. This is why the Mass cannot be changed or improvised. Imitate the mystery that you celebrate, the Pope said, so that your people will imitate it as well. Of course, with humility and reverence comes compassion. And the Pope also warned these new priests about being too hard on people, and especially refusing the sacrament of reconciliation. "You are ordained to hear confessions," the Pope said, "in order to forgive sinners and to reconcile them to God, not to condemn them. Imitate God the Father," he said, "who never tires of forgiving sinners. Practice mercy in the confessional, and in this way lead your people to repentance." In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me, you will bear much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing." To imitate Jesus in being humble and not conceited or proud, to pray and reflect on the Word of God, to study it and strive to put it into effect in our lives, to speak to others from our hearts and not only from our heads, to approach the Eucharist in a prayerful and unhurried way, not as a man-made ritual, but as a mystery which comes from God Himself, to try to meet people where they are at and compassionately seek to bring them to Christ, to forgive others with the same forgiveness and mercy that we ourselves have received from God. This is wise counsel, meant not only for priests, but words that are meant for us all. "No servant is greater than his master," Jesus said. Whether we are priests, or spouses, or parents, or principals, or employers, our Lord calls us to imitate him. "As I have done for you, so you must do for others too. Jesus, I trust in you."